All right, Steve Palmer here, Lawyer Talk breakdown of the Karen Reed case. I'm not going to totally break it down, but because I think there's been a lot of other attention to this. There was a whole Netflix series on the first trial. And they elected to retry her after a mistrial. But what I wanted to talk about today was the verdict itself and how it works and what happened, because Karen Reed was acquitted, meaning found not guilty of manslaughter. And this was up in Boston, and under the code up there in Massachusetts, they would charge it as manslaughter. And the manslaughter was premised upon the accusation that Reed, I think, was driving under the influence of alcohol. And that resulted in a manslaughter charge. So here in Ohio, where I practice, Palmer Legal Defense, check us out. We have something called ag vehicular manslaughter, aggravated vehicular assault. And basically what it is, you're driving a car, you cause somebody harm or damage, you hurt somebody or kill somebody while driving. If you're under the influence of alcohol or you have a prohibited blood alcohol content, meaning they take your blood and it's above the legal limit, while you did that, that becomes an enhanced charge. And as it should be, of course. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. But this is sort of unique, because what happens is Reed is accused of killing, I think, her then, was it her fiance, boyfriend, whatever, while under the influence of alcohol and driving. And there was a lot of different dispute about whether she backed into this guy and ran him over, left him to die, whatever the scenario would have been. There was some disputed evidence there. And, you know, here's what's interesting. The jury actually found her guilty of driving under the influence of alcohol, or the DUI component of it, but not guilty of the manslaughter component of it. And, you know, I read some of these articles, and they're like some lesser version or lesser whatever. And I thought I would just break this down, because really what the jury did, they found her guilty of a lesser included offense, but it's sort of an odd scenario. So let's say the standard run-of-the-mill vehicular homicide case with alcohol, you know, it's like you would see You can maybe make an argument that my client wasn't under the influence at the time, for whatever reason. The prosecutor didn't prove it, and that component of the case would go out, and the death component might still be there with a different charge. But here it was sort of flipped around, because I think there was an issue about whether she actually ran into this guy and actually killed this guy as a result of driving. So you had the homicide portion of it, and within that charge were the elements of a drunk driving case. So, and that is what we would call a lesser included offense. So the jury said, look, we think the prosecutor has proved all the elements of drunk driving, meaning operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, or operating the motor vehicle while with a prohibited blood alcohol content. But we don't think that the prosecutor proved the actual homicide or the murder or the death component of it. So a lesser included offense technically works this way. A lesser included offense means all the elements of the lesser offense are contained in the bigger offense. And if they only prove those, well, you can find somebody guilty of that, but not the bigger one. And then sometimes what happens is we say it's a felonious assault case here in Ohio, which says no person shall knowingly cause or attempt to cause serious physical harm to somebody else. There's other ways you can do it, but for our purposes, that's good enough. And I go to trial arguing, look, there's not serious physical harm, but only physical harm. So it was a simple assault. So felonious assault in Ohio is a higher level felony. Regular assault is just a misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor variety in Ohio doesn't have this serious physical harm component, but all the other elements are the same. Therefore, if I go to trial and the prosecutor doesn't prove serious physical harm and only like a bruise or a black eye, well, my client could be convicted of the misdemeanor offense. That's the true lesser included offense. So it's sort of interesting how the jury came back with this. They apparently said, look, we think Reed was drunk. We think Reed was driving, but we don't agree that the prosecutor proved beyond a reasonable doubt that she caused the death or actually committed the manslaughter case. So they acquitted her on just the drunk driving component. Reed is, of course, ecstatic. Why? Because that's hard. You know, that's a, I don't want to say that getting convicted of drunk driving is anything to celebrate, but if it's that or go to prison on felonies, it's a heck of a lot better. You know, in Ohio, you go to a 3-day program and you have a license suspension for a year and maybe a fine. But it's certainly not a felony. It's certainly not prison unless you do it a lot. So Reed is celebrating. That's a big win for her, a big win for the defense team. Congratulations. I do defense work, so I get to say that. Anyway, Lawyer Talk Podcast, breaking it down, Karen Reed style, off the air, on the record. On the record, off the air, till now. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.